Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Think about, you know, the economy. And that's one of the things that America's focused on, money.
Mm-hmm.
And economy. And, you know, we learned from our citizenship tests, as we're learning, that our market is, our economy is capitalism. That is how we operate. That's mm-hmm. part of our operating system. If you are wanting to be a citizen of America, you have to take a citizenship test, and you have to pass it, and it says that capitalism is our economy. That's our form of economy.
Mm-hmm.
But you see in people that are trying to destroy that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just there. The big thing is that money is the answer. That's what it's a money focus. And with a money focus, with an economy focus, we're like 23 million people now plus are without jobs, and people are losing their homes. And there's more than that without jobs, but they just quit looking. They just quit looking for jobs. We're the fiscal cliff that everybody keeps talking about, that we can see over the edge as we're creeping closer and closer to it. The economic collapse that the Lord has shown us, that's in the future, it's not this physical cliff, which is that we're getting closer and closer to it. And America is still focused on money and not God. As a matter of fact, there's a bigger focus on money and not God. And much of the church, too. And we were surprised mm-hmm. to see, because they say 85% of Americans profess to be, you know, Christians, which means Christ follower, by the way. And you think at least some of them, you know, would want to go the way of God, not the way of money, but they voted, and this is what they say, they vote their pocketbooks. Well, that's money. That's money. That's another way of saying they voted for money. And we're economy focused. We're focused on money. But what does God say? Jesus said this in Matthew 6:24. He said, "No one can serve two masters. He will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." And so when you see a people going towards money, that's the work of our hands, and we're going to do this thing. It's Baal worship, you know. And with that, it's turning away from God and turning to money. But see, money is a byproduct. Economy is a byproduct. A good economy is a byproduct of a people who's God-focused. And so if it comes after focus on God, then if you're focusing on the economy and not God, you're going to lose the economy you have, because the economy that you're in came because God. There was people in the history of this country that were God-focused, and because they were God-focused and not money-focused, then God gave a byproduct of that and provided for America an economy that just marveled the world, one of the greatest economies that's been seen. That many people today are starting to imitate. Jesus goes on to say about this, explaining how it is a byproduct of a God focus, or chasing after God instead of chasing after money. He says in Matthew 6:25, after saying you can't serve them both, either it's God or money. "Therefore I tell you," this is Jesus, "therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life." Are you worried? Listen, if you're worried, you're money focused, you're economy focused. You're thinking, it's over, we won't live, and the earth is going to be destroyed. And, you know, listen, no matter what happens to economies, the church stands. God is forever, and we'll make it.
That's right.
He says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?" We are so blessed. It's just hard. You know, I'm trying to grasp other times, other seasons, other past decades and centuries. And even in the early, 1900s, you know, when you're looking at before World War I, then we had World War II, we had horrific things happen in that century. But the way of life was so different. Most people were just, "I'm happy that you give me a room in your house. And I'm happy that I make enough money to put some food before me and my family, and life's good."
Yeah.
And that wasn't long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. And the older you get, you realize that wasn't long at all. It wasn't long at all. And in the last maybe 50, 60, 75 years out of the 6,000, by the way, there's been huge transitions in massive ways because of the forms of communication, the ability to spread good news or bad news in the wrong direction so that mankind can more easily be a money chaser, running after, hey, I'm not money focused. I just like to work all the time.
Right.
I don't have time to worship and go to my gathering. I got my job. You know, I've got to earn money for my boat and my cable package and my 15th pair of shoes. I mean, I've got to have all that.
Mm.
It's crazy. But you get to look at the past centuries and how mankind lived. I mean, it wasn't like this. And we're living like kings in America. Let's right just right off the top. You know, 85%, they say, 85% the poorest people in America, and we're only like 5% of the population approximately of the world, there's 6 billion plus people, that the poorest people in this nation, the nation of America, is richer than 85% of the human beings on the face of the earth.
Wow.
I mean, we're blessed, and we're still money-focused. Because when you're money-focused, you're not God-focused, and it's a carnal thing. It's a flesh thing. It's a lust thing. You can never satisfy lust. It's insatiable. You know, your boss gives you a 50-cent raise, and you want another 50-cent. Your boss gives you a $5 raise, and you're looking around to see who else got a raise bigger than your raise. And it's like, just be grateful. You got a job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't focus on money. Focus on God. He says, therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, or what you'll wear. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. And I encourage you, step outside of your home, outside of your digital distractions, out from under your luxury cars, and look up.
Mm.
Look around. Go into nature. There's beautiful places in every state. There's somewhere to go, you know, a park or whatever it is to go, and begin to look at the birds. He says, listen, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns.
Mm.
In other words, they're not living like Americans. They're not money focused.
Mm-hmm.
They're not worried about things. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. He's feeding the birds.
Right.
Mm.
And here you are. You can't even look at them because you're so worried. Oh my goodness. You know, my 401k. 401k, you're a wealthy, wealthy person. You're probably in the top 4% of the income of the world.
Right.
If you got a 401k, that's amazing. And he says this, he says, listen, are you not more valuable than these birds?
Mm.
So you can look at the birds and go, wow, they're beautiful. They're being fed. They're having children. They're multiplying and they're not worried. Mm-hmm. And they just go out and I'm looking for a worm and it just happens to be there. Why? Because God made sure there's a worm there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, it had to have hot sauce, but you know. And he said, listen, look at the birds and look at and just watch them, these eagles and the awesomeness of God's creation. The birds go, you know what? I'm more important than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, and we go to islands where there's bird sanctuaries all over it. And there's like, you know, it's kind of nasty because there's droppings all over the place. But there's like, man, how are they doing it? But they just go over the oceans and the gulfs and the seas and they just eat abundantly the fish that are there. He said, this is what he goes on to say. He says, who are you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Mm. This is what happens. You shorten your life by worrying. You shorten it. You know, you don't add. It's like, oh my goodness. And you're worried about this and you're worried about that. You're worried about your spouse. You're worried about you. You're worried about your kids. You're worried about your parents. You're worried about your school. You're worried about your job. You're worried about your country. You're worried about politics. No, we can get involved in things, but you don't have to be putting your trust in things. You put your trust in God. It's not that you don't get involved, and you can speak boldly about them with, you know, truth and love, but your trust is not in that. That's why you can speak truth to power when your hope and your trust is not in that man's power.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're speaking truth, and your hope that goes that way, but your trust is in God. Like David says, hey, you know, my trust is in the Lord. He'll deliver me from all men's schemes. And he says, why do you even worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spend. Think about it. You can go to some of the most beautiful, it's a billion-dollar industry, as a matter of fact. The flower industry is. It's a billion-dollar-a-year industry. And putting flowers on tables and flowers delivering them around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're so beautiful. But they don't do nothing to be that beautiful. God does it all for them.
Mm-hmm.
He does it all for them. And they're so, I mean, you hit the right, you know, look of a flower. Some of them are just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just totally amazing. But they don't do anything. They don't do anything to be that. God makes them that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that he makes us. Why are we worried? Why are you worried? And that, you'll notice that the terror spirit and the fear spirit is being broadcasted over every channel on your television, on your radios, if you're not listening to VFN radio, and people's voices and all. And it's a spirit trying to get you to be worried and concerned. And he goes on to say, he says, listen, he's talking about comparing to the flowers, the beautiful fields of flowers. He says, yet, I tell you, not even Solomon, which was one of the wealthiest men on the face of the earth, that God just blessed with awesome wisdom, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like any of these. Not even one of these.
Mm.
Think about it. The flower who didn't do squat. It didn't do squat. And Solomon built the temple.
Mm.
You think about it. And they were better looking, more beautiful than Solomon was. And Solomon was pretty awesome. He goes on to say, he says, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, oh, you of little faith? We have to look at the birds and go, you know what? My goodness, you got to stop long enough to look at the birds and go, I was looking at the bird, a bird the other day. It was this beautiful blue bird with this high, you know, a kid would have a mohawk looking thing, and it had this like mohawk feathers going straight back and this beautiful beak. And I was just like, oh my, how beautiful is that?
Ooh.
But next time I'm going to see that bird, you're going to say, I'm more beautiful than you are. You know, if God's taking care of you,
hello,
if you live that long, you know what I'm saying? If you live that long. And so I'm going to have faith and confidence. It's very important. Listen, if you're worried about these things, you don't have faith in these things. Or you may have little faith. A little faith brings little victories. A lot of faith brings great victories. Somebody says, you know, why are you walking around in a loincloth? I said, I have little faith, but thank God for little faith.
At least, right?
Yeah, right, right, right.
That
can
be a
long cloth. Yeah, right. This other guy, he's coming in sweating. What are you sweating? I got clothes all over me, man. I've got clothes. A band of big faith. So he goes on to say, so listen, this is Jesus, the Son of God, telling us, the creator of the universe, who sent his Son to speak to us that didn't say nothing unless God, the creator of the universe, said it. This is what he's telling us today in the midst of all the turmoil and everything that's going on. He says, listen, so do not worry. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Now, this is Jesus. What he says. He says, for the pagans. Think about it. Pagans. He says, for the pagans run after these things. It's paganistic. It's a paganistic behavior when we run after money. When we chase money, we're being pagans.
Mm.
We're putting our trust in stuff and things and worship the created things rather than the creator. We're violating what Jesus or the word of God tells us in Romans chapter 1. We got to thank God for the things, but trust God, not the things.
That's right.
It's paganistic. It's a evil paganistic practice for somebody who calls himself a believer that's running after money. That's worried about this and worried about that. Say, listen, we overcome. In this life, we're going to have storms. But listen, Jesus said, cheer up. I've overcome this life. It's not for this life alone. We're going to live forever in the presence of God.
Mm.
As the bride of Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, forever. No more sickness, no more tears, no more pain. This whole thing that we're walking out is premarital counseling.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn how to be a loyal, faithful bride. Can you imagine if you were a husband and you're doing your best to lead your family, but your wife is constantly pacing the floor back and forth? I don't know if we're going to make it. I don't know if we're going to make it. It's like, she don't trust you, sir.
Mm.
She don't trust your leadership. Your kids, can you imagine an 8-year-old kid pacing back and forth? I got the checkbook. I'm worried. I'm concerned. I balanced your checkbook. I don't know. Mm. It's like, what are you doing with my checkbook?
Right.
You know, what are you doing with my checkbook?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so awkward for an 8-year-old to be concerned about the mortgage payment.
Right.
Well, it looks very awkward for any of us to be concerned about things like that. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And so he says, for the pagans run after these things. What? What am I going to wear? What am I going to eat? Well, you know, running after money and the things the money gets. People are not really in love with money, Most people are just in love with what money gets.
Mm-hmm.
People say, I'm not in love with money, but you got a big stack of things piled up in your closets. And it, as a matter of fact, you know, no, John, you were talking about in regards to storage places in the world.
Yeah.
No, there's storage buildings all over the world where people store extra stuff and all.
Mm-hmm.
And what percentage of the entire world, what percentage of those storage buildings are in America?
Well, out of 58,000 in the world, 46,000 of them, 90% are in the United States.
We have 46,000 out of how much?
58,000
in the world. We got so many stuff and things that we're worried about. Like, oh, I don't know. It's like, oh my goodness, that I wore that blue one last spring, so I don't know if I'm gonna wear the blue one or the yellow one. It's like, what are you doing?
Mm.
Oh my goodness, we got so much stuff that we have more buildings. We have 90% of the storage buildings in the world.
Mm.
In the world to store our stuff. We even have programs on TV where people are auctioning off these buildings. You know, I heard that's a farce. I don't know. I saw it in the news. Anyway, listen.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's stupid altogether. It's like, are they having a television program about storage
stuff.
Buildings?
Junk. Yeah.
Is this really? And these guys are talking about before. You know, yes, it's amazing. It's just the new age, I guess, of the garage sale. Anyway, so it's paganistic to run after these things. He said, and this is what he says. This is what Jesus is saying. And your heavenly Father. Your heavenly Father, Jesus is communicating to us the love and the concern and the compassion and the heart of God, the creator of the universe. He says, listen, our Father, your heavenly Father knows you have need of these. He knows you need clothes. And somebody says, but he don't know I need a purple one. And it's like, aha, isn't that something?
Yeah.
So then it has nothing to do with a godly thing. It's a lustful thing. Well, I know he knows I need a home, but he don't know how many square feet I want in that home.
That's right.
Right? And it's like, what are we doing?
All right.
What are we doing? I mean, the birds of the air take scrap, weave it together, make beautiful nests. Beautiful nests. And in that, they have babies. They lay eggs and fertilize eggs, and they grow up, and they raise them up, and they go out and do the same thing. And America is living in more square footage per family than anybody in the world.
Than anybody in the world.
Anybody in the world. And it's called a blessing, but we can't put our faith in the blessing. We have to put our faith in the blesser.
That's right.
And be thankful for the blessing. This is what he says do then. This is what Jesus, he goes on to say. He says, but seek clothes, drink, things, stuff. No, he says, but seek first. Chase after, if you would. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, the king's dominion, the kingdom of God. Jesus is the king of kings and the Lord of lords.
Mm.
He's king over us. He's our elder brother. He's our Lord. He's their savior. He's the firstborn from amongst the church, but he's king.
Mm.
And dominion means total control over. And so what we seek is not things, stuff, and whatever. We say, listen, oh, Lord, I want to give myself over to you. Teach me. I want to be your disciple. I want your dominion to be over every part of me. But he says, seek first. Or chase after, if you would. God. Be a God chaser. Stop chasing money. It ain't working. They're printing it. It's not real.
Right.
They're printing it in the basement. It's not real. I'll give you a clue, Weimar Republic, you know, the economic collapse of Russia. Hello.
That's
not real. If we turn and repent and begin to be a God chaser instead of a money chaser, because you can't chase them both. You'll hate one and love the other. He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. In other words, it's a byproduct. The economy is a byproduct. A good economy is a byproduct of God's people turning back to him and chasing him. And God blesses us and takes care of. You can't chase the economy and say you're chasing God at the same time, but you can only chase one or the other. It's either God or it's money. It's either, you know, God or the economy. And everybody's focused on the economy and the fiscal cliff. And it's like, dude, it's going to go down. It's going to go up in flames. It's going to be totally over. And at some point, and it could be the loss of a lot of things, if we don't repent.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, "Well, how does this work? How can I chase God and God fix the economy? How do I actually let go of all my control and my 15 different jobs and all these things that I'm doing and downsize my state of living. And how does this work? And you're trying to wrap your brain around it. It's called faith, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You see? It's called faith. It's called faith. He said, oh, you of little faith. It's faith. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith, now, it says now, it's not yesterday, it's not tomorrow. Now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. So Jesus goes on to say this. He says in 34, he says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Faith in what? Faith in God.
Mm.
Faith that Jesus is not a liar, that what he said in Matthew chapter 6 is true, that if I cannot walk in fear and doubt and dread and say that, you know, hey, I'm reading my Bible, bless God, he's going to take care of me, I think.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're walking around the loincloth instead of being fully clothed. Understand that, listen, it's just faith, it's confidence, that God loves you more than he loves the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, and he will take care of you. But you got to have faith. You got to say, you know what? I don't know how this is going to work. I kind of stopped robbing God, like 97% of the people who call themselves believers, and according to George Barna, are doing robbing God of the tithes and offerings in America. 97%. So that means if there is 100 believers, 97 of them are robbing from God, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. So if you're going to rob from God, that's not faith.
Right.
So you're going to trust God. You're going to honor God in the first fruits because he's going to bless the rest of it. And you don't have to know. Get your head out the way. You're too smart for your own good, because God's wisdom frustrates the intellect of the wise. I mean, you're not going to get it in your head. It's a heart thing. Your brain to you may be something else, but to God is like, you know. Cute. Good try. And it's faith, it's confidence that God's going to do what he said he's going to do. He said, listen, don't worry about these things. Go after me, seek me, repent in all your ways. Learn to be a disciple. Those who follow my teachings are really my disciples. Learn what God says and begin to do it. Listen, he said very specifically, James tells us a double-minded man gets nothing from God. You cannot, listen, it is time for the church to line up and say, listen, God, let every man be a liar, every one of them, and God be the truth. Listen, I'm going to trust you. If you clothe the lilies of the field, and they're here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, and if you take care of the birds who don't do anything, and you care much more about me than them, and I'm not going to be paganistic and run after these things, I'm going to run after you and seek first the kingdom of God, and I'm going to trust that you're going to take care of our economy, at least my economy, if they don't.
Mm.
That's called faith, brother. That's called faith. You can either be a money chaser or a God chaser. Your conversation could be about the economy in America, or your conversation could be about the God that blessed America.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.